Now we can go to Parshas Bo, right? We can go to Parshas Bo on page 348, Parshas Bo. Page 348, Parshas Bo, chapter 12, verse 1. This is the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people as a nation. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. This month shall be for you the chief of all months. Chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. This month shall be for you the beginning of all the months. It shall be for you the first month of the year.
Right.
So why is this the first mitzvah that was given to the people? Why? Rashi points out that this the Torah should have began with this. Torah is not a history book. The Torah should have began with what? Rashi, the first Rashi in Chumash, asked the question.
So therefore, the Torah has to begin with Bereishis. How could I tell you to do any mitzvah
vocation first. So therefore, the Torah has to begin with Bereishis, not to win any debates. First, you have to know the address. Once you know the address, now I can tell you to do a mitzvah. But how could I tell you to do a mitzvah if you don't know the address where mitzvahs are meant to be kept? Mitzvahs are meant to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. That's what you learn in the book of Bereishis. Once you learn that, then I can give you what? The mitzvot. And therefore, the Torah begins with Bereishis. To tell you the address, the location, the venue, where mitzvahs are to be kept. Once you know that, the Torah can give you the mitzvot. And the first one is HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, on page 348. The power of Chidush, the word Chodesh. Take a look at Pasuk Bet. What's very strange? HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon HaLechem, Lechodshei Hashana. The word Chodesh is written three times in this Pasuk. HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, this month shall be for you. Rosh Chodeshim, the chief of all the months. Rishon HaLechem, it is the beginning for you. Lechodshei Hashana, for the months of the year. Why is the word Chodesh written three times? Okay. Now, yesterday was Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is Zman Kapara. It's a time to rejuvenate ourselves. Right? Renew ourselves. Every Rosh Chodesh, a person has to do Cheshbon HaNefesh. He has to renew his relationship. With whom? Not just Hashem. The word Chodesh is written three times. Every person has a three-way relationship in this world. Between himself and God. Between himself and his wife and family. And between himself and his neighbors. Some people are very good between themselves and God. And they're very good between themselves and their neighbors. But they're not so good between themselves and their wife. So Rosh Chodesh is a time of Kiddush. You have to introspect, what's the word, introspection? Renew and examine the relationship between you and God, between you and your neighbor, and between you and your wife and family. There's a famous story about this great Koilel guy, this genius, the best guy in the Koilel. He got married. And a few weeks later, his wife comes to his Rosh Yeshiva and says, I have a problem. My husband is learning all day. I tell him, help me with the dishes, take out the garbage. I'm too busy learning. He doesn't want to help me. There's no time to take out the garbage. He's too busy learning. So Rosh Yeshiva says, I'll solve your problem. The next morning, bright and early, he rings the doorbell of this great Kollel guy. He says, Rebbe, what about all this honor? So early in the morning you come to visit me? He says, I'm here to take out your garbage. Your wife says, you're too busy to take out the garbage. So the Rosh Yeshiva says, I'm here to take out your garbage. This guy was great between himself and God. But what about between himself and his wife? Didn't it renew that relationship? So a person has to examine his three-way relationship, Chodesh, 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 himself and God, himself and his neighbors, and himself and his wife. Go ahead.
They're nice kids, but they don't know anything. So they see her struggling to bring up the wagon with all the groceries. I said to them, would you boys give them a hand? So then they jumped up, and one guy said to me, thank you for giving me the mitzvah.
You have to remind him?
Yeah, they don't know.
Huh?
They don't know.
You have to remind him?
Yeah.
Huh? What good is your studying if you don't put it into practice?
Also,
Pazos Imo. I have to teach.
Well, they say, let's
maintain
the strength of the mitzvah.
So that's what the Torah is saying over here. Chodesh Hazeh Lechem, renew the three-way relationship. Nisan lechem lechotshei hashana. This shall be the first month for you, Nisan. What does the word Nisan mean? Miracles. It's the month of miracles. According to Chasam Sofer, he says that a Jewish person is not supposed to write, like today is January, you're not supposed to write today, what's today, 117?
Yeah.
Because today is not one. Today is not one of the first months of the year, Nisan.
Yeah.
And the second month is not February, the second month is Iyar.
Yeah.
And the third month is not March, it's Sivan. Yeah. So this is a mitzvah to go according to the Hebrew calendar.
When you write a check,
if you have to write, don't write 117. At least write January 17. But if you write 117, according to the Chasam Sofer, you're transgressing a positive mitzvah. Because January is not one. Nisan is one. So according to Chasam Sofer, when you're writing any document, don't write today is 117. You're not supposed to even say 117. Write January 17th. But by writing 1, you're transgressing the Torah, because the Torah says today is not 1, Nisan is 1.
Right.
February is not 2, Iyar is 2. Pashtay. That's like, okay.
So why don't we write Nisan and Iyar instead of January?
Okay, you can write Nisan and Iyar. But if you don't want to write that, at least don't write 117 today.
No.
Write at least January 17th.
Yeah.
So this way you're not breaking the Torah, because the Torah says the first month is not January, it's Nisan.
Okay.
Hashem.
In Israel, you write 17-1.
17-1. But instead of writing 17-1, write 17 January. J-A-N. That's what I always do.
J-A-N.
Or write the Hebrew month, even better. Or write the Hebrew month, even better, Nachon. Right. Now, the word Chodesh is the same root as Chadash, or Chidush, or Chidush. So what's God saying in verse 2? Achodesh is Elechem Rosh Chodoshim. Hashem wants us to sanctify change. We can change. Every Rosh Chodesh is a unique opportunity to renew ourselves. We don't have to be stuck with the baggage of last month. This wonderful power of Chidush, which God gave the Jewish people, it has to be the first mitzvah. If a person wouldn't have the power to rejuvenate himself, he couldn't get out of bed in the morning. He'd be so crushed by the guilt and the shame of the previous month. So therefore, Elio, this mitzvah has to be the first mitzvah. The power to renew. The power to change. To sanctify change. And that's why it's the first mitzvah. Okay. So the first mitzvah is Kiddush HaKodesh, to sanctify time, to declare a Nisan as the first month, etc. It's interesting that the world was created in Tishrei. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah when? Tishrei. Isn't that strange? Tishrei is the seventh month. A little confusing, isn't it? Huh? God created the world in Tishrei.
Right.
And yet that's not the first month.
Right.
Nisan is the first month. Why? To confuse us. You hear my question? What is it? The Talmud says God created the world in Tishrei. We celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the birth of the world. The birth of the world and the birth of mankind was when? Tishrei. Wait a minute. So Tishrei should be the first month, not Nisan. So what's going on over here? Says Morali Prague, yes. Tishrei, God created the universe. But when did God create the Jewish people? Nisan. That's more important to him than creating the universe. Says Maral. Therefore, we were, look, who loves you, baby? How much God loves you? Says the Maral B. Prague. That yes, the universe was created in Tishrei. But that's not going to, that's the first month for the world. But for you, says God, your first month is Nisan. Because Nisan, I created you as my holy people. That's more important to me, says God, than creating the universe. So therefore, the rest of the world counts the months from Tishrei, or they should. That's their first month. But for Am Yisrael, we count Nisan, because Nisan is when God created the Jewish people. And that's more important to him than creating the world. And to prove that, he tells us to count Nisan as the first month, and not Tishrei, which when he created the world.
Well, that's the purpose of creation.
That's right. The purpose of creation is Am Yisrael. Uh-huh. And that's why we're so hated, because the world knows that.
They also don't want to, they like being hated.
That's why we're so hated. The jealousy, the envy, they know that. Very good. Okay, any questions on the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKodesh? Kiddush HaKodesh.
Women
don't do laundry? It's a minhag that women don't, it's only a minhag. It's a minhag. Why is it a minhag? Let me tell you. There's a minhag that women don't do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. Why? What is the source for that minhag? Let's say a fantastic pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Fantastic pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that deals with this. Why women have a minhag not to do melacha on Rosh Chodesh. The Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says that the reason that we have Shalosh Regalim, three Chagim, is to correspond to the three Avot, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the reason that we have the fourth Chag, Shmini Atzeres, Shmini Atzeres is actually a second Chag, Sarah. The fourth is to correspond to the four mothers of Israel. So you have the three Chagim corresponding to the three fathers of Israel, the fourth Chag, Shmini Atzeres, which is a Chag for itself, number four, corresponding to what? The four mothers. What am I, chopped liver? They're 12 tribes. They're 12 tribes. The Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says, you know, God has a plan A and plan B. We spoke about that. God's plan A was that just like there's a yontif for the three fathers and the four mothers, every Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a yontif for what? For the 12 tribes. Rosh Chodesh was supposed to be a yontif like Pesach.
Yeah.
Corresponding, giving honor to the 12 tribes, 12 months, 12 Rosh Chodesh. But when we sinned with the Egel, says the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, when we sinned with the Egel, Hashem said, yeah, 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 Rosh Chodesh to you will not be a regular yontif, be a mini yontif, a mini yontif. Ice yontif. Since women never sinned with the Egel, Rosh Chodesh, it's not that it's given to them, it remained for them. Right. We lost Rosh Chodesh as the message because we sinned with the golden calf. Since women never sinned with the calf, so Rosh Chodesh remains for them a yontif. Wow. Isn't that amazing? That's what the message says. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. We broke it, we lost Rosh Chodesh. Women never broke it, they didn't sin with the Egel.
Right.
So therefore, Rosh Chodesh remains for them a yontif. Therefore, women have this minhag not to do malacha. Thank you very much.
Thank you.